Hi, friends. I hope you're having a great and blessed start to a new year, that you closed out one year and you're starting another one now with lots of blessings from God. I hope you had a wonderful and blessed celebration of our newborn King Jesus. What a gift from God. Speaking of gifts, did you give or receive any special gifts this year? I gotta tell you, we really pulled one over on our children. It was awesome. You see, our kids have been asking for a while to go back to Florida to visit some of the friends that they had. We lived there for 9 years. Of course, the beaches are a pretty cool thing too. And for a while, we've been telling them, the time is not right. We just don't have the money right now. Well, this year at Christmas, they both simultaneously opened up a present, and there was some beachwear with a note. And the note said on it, "You're going to need these." They flip it over. "In Florida." Oh, awesome! The reaction was priceless. They just went bonkers. They were even thankful for once, too. Did you get one of those kinds of gifts this year, or maybe give something special? Have you found that with big-time gifts, there's often big-time thanks? That is just so true with our God, too, with the gifts and blessings He gives to us. And there's a verse I want us to think about this week that helps to highlight that. It's Romans 12, verse 1. Here's what it says. "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." In view of God's mercy, he says, thinking about everything that he's done for you in Jesus Christ, everything he's given to you, offer your body. This is a way to worship God by living for the Lord and living for others. So as it's a new year now, and we're going to talk about a new you and how you can be a living sacrifice. So today, let's start with something simple. Let's talk with your ears and how you can serve God and serve others with your ears. This year, I want you to think about how you can use your ears to listen. There are so many people who are hurting, who have trouble and pain. Instead of just talking all the time and letting your mouth run and talking about all the problems you see in the world, how about you listen to someone? Show your care and your love for them. And as you use your ears to listen to other people, think about how you can use your ears to listen to God more. In this new year, focus on listening to His Word. And as you listen to God, you'll listen to others. And that's a great way to start off your year offering your body as a living sacrifice to God. It's a new year and a new you. And this week we're talking about how we can offer our bodies as living sacrifices to the Lord. Yesterday we talked about how we can use our ears to listen to people, to listen to God's word. Well, today I want to talk about the opposite. How can you use your mouth to serve God and to serve others? I know that so many of you have a certain peace in your heart because you know Jesus. And you know the hope that you have in Him because of forgiveness and because of His love, because He has opened the doors of heaven to you. Well, here's my challenge to you this year. How many people can you share that good news with? Now, I know a lot of you might think this is a really scary and intimidating thing. Maybe you've done something a little easier before. Maybe you just said, "Hey, come check out my church," or maybe you've shared some of these devotional videos with people. That's all awesome stuff. But I'm challenging you to actually tell people what Jesus has done, to witness. Even though that may be scary or intimidating, or you might not know what to say or what to do, no problem. It can be very simple. Sometimes I tell my students, if you can draw four things, you can witness to anybody. And let me show you what I mean. If you can draw these four things, a stick person, a cross, and two arrows, then you'll be just fine. This is a commonly used illustration, and here's what it tells us. Everything that I've done in my life, all my shame, all my guilt, everything I've done wrong, as God would say, my sin, it's all gone over to Jesus at the cross. And He paid for it all. And His perfect life, His forgiveness, His payment, His victory, His everything, it all came over to me. As some people say, this is God's great exchange. If you can draw these four things, you can tell the entire plan of salvation and what the Bible is really all about. This year, I want you to think about serving God with your mouth. Give people praise. Give them encouragement, compliments. Build them up. But most important, how can you find ways to tell people the greatest news of all time? They have a Savior in Jesus Christ our Lord. Have you ever thought, what if you had a church visit experience that went like this? You walk in the door, and no one greets you, no one says hello, no one offers you a service folder or program or points you to a bathroom or to where the church is. Well, eventually, you find your way into the sanctuary, but you can't even hear the pastor talk because no one ever turned on the microphone. But it doesn't really matter because there's a whole bunch of light fixtures and light bulbs that are out. No one replaced them during the week. You have a time during the service when there's set aside time for an offering, but kind of look around and no one passes any offering plates or offering baskets. And then worst of all, the service is done and gasp, no one made coffee that day. Oh, that'd be terrible. You know, oftentimes we pastors quite literally get the spotlight at churches, but there is so much more that goes into a service. Secretaries that work in the office, ushers and greeters and people who work the soundboard and people who clean up before and clean up after and, yes, people who make the coffee too. We know there'd be a rebellion or a coup if there wasn't coffee on Sunday morning. This week, we're talking about serving the Lord. How can you offer your body as a living sacrifice to God? And today I want you to think, how can you use your hands to serve God and to serve other people too? At my previous congregation, there was an elderly woman. She really struggled to get around and to be mobile. But you know what? Every single week, she helped to clean up the coffee. It was her little way of serving the Lord and serving others. We had electricians who always seemed to be fixing light bulbs and replacing ballasts and doing all kinds of other stuff that if I did, I'd probably burn the whole place down. We had techie guys who helped with our website and made sure the important Wi-Fi was all set up. And we had all kinds of people, young and old, men, women, children, who helped with landscaping work. There are so many ways that you can use your talents, your gifts, your abilities, your hands to serve God and to serve others. In this new year, as you're thinking about a new you, I want you to think about ways you can do that. Maybe you belong to a church. Think about ways that you can use your gifts and abilities to serve God. Or maybe just think about your neighborhood. Can you shovel snow for someone else? Or if you don't live in the frigid north, can you mow someone's lawn? What about just baking cookies and taking them to the local fire department or police department? How about joining a neighborhood cleanup, cleaning a highway, cleaning up a beach somewhere? There are so many ways that you can think about offering your life to the Lord simply by using your hands as a living sacrifice to serve God and to serve others. Do you have that one go-to person? You know, that one person that you can go to for great advice and wisdom? I definitely have a couple in my life. One of the best is, of course, my wife. I like to say I have to put things through the Becky filter sometimes when I'm thinking about plans or doing something in ministry or definitely when I'm writing a long email to someone. I better put things through the Becky filter because she has an awesome amount of godly wisdom to give and share with me. Another person I think of is a man named Steve. Steve was a captain in the Navy for a very long time and has done some very awesome, important stuff for our country. Steve is a man of few words, but when he does talk, we always listen. Not just because he has awesome fighter pilot stories, which he definitely does, but because God has given him an awesome amount of godly wisdom. He always is so intelligent and has great advice and wisdom to give. This week, as we're talking about offering our bodies as living sacrifices, we also want to think about how we use our minds. And I want to share with you the second verse in this chapter we've been looking at, Romans chapter 12. Here's what verse 2 says. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Part of following God's will is that we stay away from the pattern of this world. There is so much in life that wants to warp and twist us, to chisel away at our conscience as the devil wants to suck us down into all of the evil around us. Don't conform to the pattern of this world, God says. Instead, renew and transform your mind. So in this new year, with a new you, I want you to think about times that you can sneak away for God. Can you spend an extra 10 or 15 minutes a day reading the Bible? Only 15 or 20 minutes a day, you can read the whole Bible in a year. Or maybe can you find a couple extra minutes to pray? Pray for yourself, pray for other people in your life. Maybe find a journal where you can write down some of the great Bible passages that you find or some of the good advice that you see in some of these videos. These are ways that you can transform and renew your mind. And you know what? As your mind is changed and renewed day by God and His Word, you'll suddenly find that you'll be a person that you can use your mind to give good and godly advice. You'll be a person that can share the Bible verses that are running through your head as you help other people and encourage them and support them. In this new year, think about ways that you can use your mind to serve God, to listen to God, and to serve other people too. I want you to take a careful moment and think about this very carefully right now. What is the one thing in this new year that is going to hold you back from a closer relationship with Jesus? Is it maybe your job, being consumed with work all the time? Is it a toxic friendship or group of friends that are holding you back? Or could it even be your children, that you're so consumed with your children and doing things all the time with them and carting them all over that you don't even have time for prayer or Bible study or Bible reading any time in your life? Now, don't get me wrong. So many of these things are great blessings from God. Job, money, possessions, friends, family, children. Of course, we're so thankful for these things. We love these things. But let's not forget what Jesus says. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and strength and mind. This is really what the first commandment is all about. You shall have no other gods means that nothing comes before God in your heart. Not that nothing else should be in your heart, but nothing should come before God in your heart. So this year, as we're talking about a new year and a new you and being a living sacrifice for God, offering your body to Him in service, I want you to also think about having a heart that is fully devoted to God. And here's the amazing thing, as you reflect on His love for you, that God has you in His heart, that God so loved the world that He sent His Son for you, it's amazing how much that love is going to spill out as you show love to other people too. One of the most godly people I have ever met in my life is a wonderful woman named Bonnie. She is one of those people who is always at church, always volunteering, always giving of her time, giving above and beyond, serving people. Even when I was busy with church stuff, she would help watch our kids. She is a woman that over time, as my administrative assistant, really became like a second mother to me. In fact, my children even call her Grandma Bonnie, and my 8-year-old daughter will text her and FaceTime with her all the time. What an incredible servant of God who just loves Jesus and loves other people. This new year, reflect on the love of Christ. So incredible that He would come to save us and to serve us with His life and death. And as you think about that and have your heart focused on Christ, think about how you can show that same kind of love to other people, a heart fully devoted to God and fully devoted to others. And what a blessed new year it's going to be.